Okay, I've started recording. Thanks everyone for joining me today for Purging Patrons and Alma. Before I get started, I just would like to thank Christy Lee for once again allowing me to use New Paltz as a guinea pig. She's allowing me to work, not only work in their live environment, but I'm going to be deleting actual patron records today. So we'll hope that goes well. I've practiced it a few times, but of course I can only go so far in the practicing, and as we're live, anything could happen. So without further ado, I'll just continue. So Purging Users is really pretty simple. There are a lot of little pieces to it, but nothing too onerous. The first thing you really need to decide are what parameters you're going to use. What expiry date do you want to use? Which user groups do you want to purge? And what do you want to do if there are fines or fees or outstanding loans on the record? I'm going to say this a few times. The purge user records job will not purge users with items checked out, or if they have a balance on their account. It just won't, unless you, I mean, the purge job actually has a waive fines fees area, and you can put a limit there, and anything underneath that limit, the purge record user's job will purge that record. But other than that, it will not touch those records. So you don't have to worry about it. So the basic steps we're going to go through today, we're going to check your delete user policy. We're going to create a purge user group. We're going to use analytics to identify the users we wish to purge. I'm also going to use analytics to take a look at fines and fees and outstanding loans. Then we're going to create a set of users to purge. We're going to run the update notify users job on that set. And then we're going to run the purge user records job. The rules you need for this, for the analytics, you just need design analytics. And then for creating user sets and running the update notify users and purge users job, you need user administrator. So the first thing you want to do is to check your delete user policy. And if you have deleted users in Alma, this is probably already set. There are four choices here, but the recommended one is to keep the statistics and remove the primary ID. This just keeps all your user data without keeping any identifying information. The other possibilities here, the keep fully reportable will deactivate the user, but it will keep all the information on them, the primary ID, the name, and everything. If you use keep statistics, it will remove most personal information except for the primary ID, and then the primary ID will move to the last name field. If you choose fully remove, it will remove like any trace of that user record at all, statistics and everything. So they recommend, Ex Libris recommends keep statistics and remove primary ID. And that's what we're using. The second step is to add the new purge user group. And again, if you've done this in Alma already, you probably already have this or something like it. You don't have to name it purge, but it's a good name to use because it could be nothing else. And to create that purge user group, you're going to go to two different places, and I'll take you there and show you. and then once you have all of that done, you're ready to actually start the process. So you're going to use analytics to identify the users to purge. Again, you're going to decide what expiry date to use, what user groups to filter, And then again, the purge user's job will exclude users with outstanding loans, fines, or fees. But today I'm going to show you a couple of analyses that you can identify users with outstanding loans, fines, or fees. So for to identify users to purge, this is the analysis that I built, and I'll build it live today. I don't think I have to go through and read all of this. We're just going to do it later, but it'll be here for you later when you can download the slides. To see if any patrons have outstanding loans, this is the analysis that I'll be building today and the filters. And then to see whether patrons have fines or fees, this is the analysis that I'll build today as well and the filters. Once you have all of the users that you wish to purge or the user records that you wish to purge, you're going to export the analysis to Excel. You're going to edit that Excel sheet by changing the primary identifier column to username in all caps. And then you're going to delete all the other columns. So once you've got your file, your Excel file of the records to purge, you're going to create a set with that. And we'll run through that today as well. Things you need to take note of are to just choose an easily recognizable name. I generally will say purge users and add the date because you can't take it any other way. Set the content type to user. Private, generally, I just say no, but if you're gonna be doing the job, if you're gonna run the job, you can use it, you can keep it a private set because you're the one who's going to be using it, but otherwise people won't see the set. So I always change it to no. The set type will be active and you can leave all other fields alone. To add the contents from the file to the set, you're gonna browse in your computer to your Excel file and then click save. Using that set, you're going to run the update notify users job to change the user group to purge and to change the purge date. Just a note on the update notify users job, it can do a lot of things. So just be careful. You're just going to have two parameters that you're running on. So just make sure that it's purge date and user group and you'll be fine. After you've done that and changed all those user groups to purge or those user records to the purge user group, you're going to run the purge patron job. And this is what actually purges the user records. Again, I'll go through all of this, but you are going to, this is where you would add the waive threshold. If you have a dollar amount that your library is willing to waive, like $1 or even more, you can put that number amount in there and it will purge all user records with that dollar amount and under. Otherwise, if you leave it blank, it will not delete any patron records at all if there's even one penny on their account. And again, if they have any outstanding loans, they just won't be purged, period. And so we've come to the end of the slides, and I will take you into Alma. Does anyone have any questions before I continue? Okay.
Yvonne, I have one question. They're purged in Alma, but how does that work with regard to the sys? You know, like if we have sys daily sys loads from our IT department, Do we have to give them a list of purged? Because otherwise I would assume they would be put back into the system.
Well, I think that if you're purging user records, they're probably not being loaded and updated in the system anymore.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, you definitely want to make sure that you aren't purging active, you know, people who are actively still in the college community.
Well, right. Yeah. If they were, if the dates, occasionally we have some that have, you know, past expiry dates, but they're for some reason still being, you know, coming through on the nightly loads. So I guess I would just need to double check with my systems guy and make sure that we weren't doing anything we shouldn't be doing. I guess.
Yeah, I would say definitely that would be a good idea. The expiry date that I'm going to be using today is 2014. So okay. I guess I'm pretty cautious about purging users generally. And the only time I've ever done it is for pretty expiry dates pretty far in the past. So okay. Hopefully you're not getting any of those.
Okay. Great, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so first we're going to check our delete user policy. I'll just show you how to do that. Again, if you've done this already in Alma, you probably already have set this, but you'll go to config user management, and then under general, you're going to check your delete user policy. And you can see here we have it keep statistics and remove primary ID. So I won't change that. Just cancel that. And the second thing to do is to add your new purge user group. To do that, you're going to go to config again, user management, and you're going to go to user groups first because you're going to add the group. And then you can go to user record type. So just go to user group first. And again, we've done this already and the purge user group is already there. But if it weren't, you would click add row and just do like that. Just make sure you don't have the default value as yes, keep it as no, and then add row. And then save, of course. And then you would go back to user management once you've done that and go to the user record type user group. And again, we have it already here. But if you didn't, then you would add the row. And since you just added the purge group to user groups, you would have that in this list to choose. And then you can choose which record types. And we would do public and staff. And then add row. Okay. So now we're ready to go ahead and go into analytics. I have to get out of config first. So you're going to go to analytics, design analytics. And I'm going to do some analytics playing. Oh, wait, I see I've got the chat. Elise, what scary message came up? Okay, well, we could talk later, Elise. I wouldn't run this job while we're having the presentation if I were you. Anyway, but we could talk later. So first, I'm going to build the query to see what records we're going to purge. So to do that, I'm going to go to create, and then analysis. And we're going to go to users. Ooh. Oh, the action is irreversible. Are you sure you want to continue? Yeah, it does try to scare you. But if you've done all of the steps correctly, if you've just done it slowly and correctly, then yes, you can just go ahead and continue. They just don't want you to do something irreversible. Sure. Okay, so to get the users to purge, you're gonna go to user details. And the first thing you want is the primary ID. And when you're building this, I don't know how many of you have worked in analytics, but you can either double click on these, or you can just click and drag. So I'll just show you both. So you're gonna need the expiry date, the user group, the user record type. And for my presentation today, I'm gonna put last name and first name. And Douglas asks, what about users with no expiry date? That is a really good question. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that, because I see that that would be a perfectly plausible situation. I think that what I would do, I would build a query in analytics to see whether we have any patrons with no expiry date. And then I would probably take a look at them one by one to see what their records look like, if there's any activity on them, et cetera. But I'll look into that and get back to you. Okay, so I put the last name and first name in here because I think that if you were doing this at your leisure and in the privacy of your office, you probably would put the last name and first name. And another reason I'm putting it on here is to show you how you can hide columns, because it would be a privacy violation if I put people's first and last names out here. So to hide a column, you're going to go to column properties and then the column format tab, and click hide and click OK. And then when I run this query, you won't see those columns. And Amanda is asking, is the last active date in analytics? Yes, if you have set that up in Alma, it will be a choice in analytics, I think. Let's see, it's in here. Yeah, last activity date. But that's something that you actually have to activate in Alma before it shows up in your analytics. You're welcome. Okay, so the filters I'm gonna use on this are obviously expiry date. So I'm gonna filter this. It's gonna be is less than, and then I'm going all the way back to 2014. And then just do May 1st. And then okay. So that adds it to your filters. Today I'm gonna filter to user groups. I don't know if you would do that or not, but it's just an option. Obviously we have lots of user groups, you probably do too. Today I'm just gonna do faculty, graduate, staff, and undergraduate. And then the user record type is going to be public. And that's it. Let's see what happens. So we've got a pretty good set here. Not too big, not too small. So what you're going to do with that set is you're going to export it. And to do that, you're going to click up here. And I have found that if you use the formatted Excel, it's going to add a blank row at the top of your data for some reason. And I just don't like it. I always end up deleting it. And you would have to delete it if you did that this way. But if you just do the data Excel, it will download. I'll show you. It'll download a file without that extra row on the top. So we've got the set that I'm going to delete. But before I do anything further, I'm going to stop and create a couple of sets and show you how to find out whether these people have outstanding loans or fines and fees. So I'm going to go to create again, an analysis. And the first one will be fulfillment to find out if they have any loans. And it's complaining because I haven't saved my query, but that's fine. So in fulfillment, we're going to go to borrower data or borrower details, sorry. And again, we're just sort of grabbing the same information that I had in the previous query. We're going to have primary identifier, expiry date, user group, user record type, and then in loan details, the big one that you want is loan status. You could also put due date if you're interested, but loan status is the one that you really want. And then under loan, you want loans in-house and not in-house. And again, you're going to filter for the same things that you're filtering for your patron purge. Less than. May 1st, 2014. Same user groups. User record type. And then the loan status is the kicker. You're going to filter for active loans, because otherwise it will give you, historic loans and things. And let's see what that gives us. So two of the people that I, or records that I want to purge, have active loans. So when I run this purge users job, I expect to see both of these fail. I'm going to write them down. I'm just writing their numbers down because we'll check that later. And now I want to find out if anybody has any fines and fees. So I'm going to create an analysis and fines and fees. And for that, again, you're going to, you're basically grabbing the same information. It's a little bit different, put together a little differently, but it's pretty much the same information you're grabbing. So you're going to get your primary identifier, your expiry date, Where are we? User group, user record type. And then from fines and fees and transactions, you want remaining amount. Get a filter for the same things. And we'll see what happens. So one user record has $22 on it. And I see that it actually matches the same number as one of the ones that has outstanding loans. So when I run this purge patron user's job, I expect two records to fail. And that's it for analytics. Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay, all right, we'll just move on. So, as you know, I've got my analysis that I downloaded. So what you want to do now is edit this file. And to do that, you need to enable editing. then you're going to just delete every column except for the primary identifier column. And then you're going to change the column header to username in all caps and save it. You can just close that. So we're ready to create our set now. And to do that, you're going to go to admin, manage sets. Add a set. It's going to be itemized. So give your set a name that you will recognize. The set content type is going to be users or user. Again, you can leave it yes if you know that you're going to be running this job, but I always change it to no so that anybody else can see this set. The status needs to be active, and you don't need to change any of this. So you're going to add your file here. So just browse, and there's my analysis. And click save. So it was created successfully. Now we're ready to run the update notify users job on it. So you're going to go to admin, run a job, and you can just search user, narrow down the list considerably. Click on update notify users and click next. Choose your set that you just created. Click next. And here again, you can see there are many, many, many things you can do with this job. So we're only going to use two of these parameters. The first one is purge date. And I'm going to just set that way back in the past. And then you're going to change your user group to that purge user group that you created. And this just makes it absolutely sure that no other users are going to be grabbed in this job. It's specifically that user group. And you can also see that when I filled those out, it checked these off, but none of the others are checked. So it's not going to do anything else. Click next. Gives you a chance to review. Just in case you don't want to do this. Are you sure you want to do this? Yes, I'm sure I want to do this. But you can check. Yes, yes. And then the rest are no. It's only going to do those two things. Okay, so I've got not gone this far yet. So here we go. Submit. Am I sure I want to continue? Yes. Okay, so it shouldn't take too long for that to run. But you can just monitor it here, and you could also monitor it here, monitor jobs, and I'll show you the same thing. Hey, Tina. What does purge date actually mean? Oh, well, the purge, I am purging. Hi. I am purging records from 2014, and that's the expiry date that I grabbed. I'm just giving them a 1994 purge date just in case. I guess it's just overkill, really. It's really overkill, actually, because anybody in that purge user group is going to get purged, and it doesn't really matter what their purge date is. But it's just like adding an extra layer of security, I guess. I guess I don't have a good answer for that. It's overkill.
So I don't really get it, right? Because you created a file. The file has the records you want to delete in. But
right.
The word purge date doesn't mean anything to me. To me, a purge date would be a date that you are, you know, purge all these records through 1994 or purge all these records as of today's date. So I don't get the purge date idea. Like it's making no logical sense.
Yeah, I'm kind of following along with the instructions, and it seems to me a little bit meaningless as well, and a bit of overkill. But I'll look into this and see if I can find a very logical reason for you.
Yeah, because I don't know what a 1994 date is telling me. So that's the only thing.
It's just like saying don't purge anyone before 1994 purge date. And nobody is going to have a 1994 purge date at this point, so it's not going to delete anybody else. But you're right. I mean, the fact we created a set, and it's going to run on the members of that set, and that's all it's going to run on anyway. So it doesn't really, I guess, doesn't really matter.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I will get back to you on that. I think maybe it is just overkill, and we could leave this step out, but I'm following the instructions. Okay. All right, so let's see if this is done. Oh, so this is what I get for doing this live. Oh dear. I do apologize. I didn't think 24 users was going to cause bottleneck. Oh, come on. Wow, okay. Yes, Amanda, it is adding a purge date of 1994 to the user records. Yep. I don't know if I'm going to be able to show you everything. This is, Well, I'm going to pretend, I guess, and this is kind of what I've been doing as I've been practicing this anyway. So we can come back and see if it finishes, but once this job runs, then you would be ready to do the purge user job. And I'm just going to talk about that really quick. So you're going to go to admin and then purge user records. And if you've done everything correctly up to this point, this should not be a scary thing at all. But you're going to go to purge user records, add job, and it'll open up this window here. And since you've created the set and everything, you don't really need to worry about this number of days after purge date. But you want to make sure that your user record type is public, and then your user group is purge. And here is where you would have your wave threshold. And like I said, if you put $1 in there, then it will go ahead and purge users with $1 and under on their accounts. If you put $1,000 in there, it will go ahead and purge records who have $1,000 and under on their accounts. If you leave it blank, it just simply will not purge any records that have any money, even if it's 1 cent on their account. So once you've got all of this figured out, you're just going to add and close, and it will flash another warning at you, and then it will purge the records. But for now, let's check on that job. And it still hasn't progressed. I have a feeling we're not going to get to do this today. Does anyone have any other questions? I think what I'll do is make a little screencast that I can send out to everybody who attended today. I'll make it later after this job runs and show you the rest of the process. And when I share that out, I will also share out the information that Tina asked for and Douglas asked for, if that makes sense to everybody. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. All right, I'm going to stop sharing and stop the recording. Unless anyone has any other questions? No. Okay.